You're listening to SBS News.
Calmly and carefully attending to the flames, these Tasmanian Aboriginal rangers are working on the Spring Bay Mill, a former woodchip mill turned tourist site, to get the property ready for the summer months. The team is made up of rangers from mainland Tasmania and Truwana, Cape Barron Island. Fiona Ma is the coordinator of the Truwana, Cape Barron Island Ranger Program.
And I said it is medicine for us as well as the land, yeah. We're making sure that that soil's not too dry, so because we don't want fire or heat down in the soil. So we'll put a burn in where it's just going to take that dead matter off the surface of the ground. Smoke's needed to regenerate seed as well. And feeds that canopy up there. Yeah, and that's what I mean by medicine. It's medicine for everything within this area. Yeah.
Brendan Buck Brown is a Truwana, Cape Barron Island ranger. He says cultural burning is simply about paying attention to the land.
It's burning the land with the right conditions.
And
knowing what's in the plants, right moisture content in the soil and the plants and wind and in the environment, humidity.
Before colonisation, cultural burning was performed by Tasmanian Aboriginal people for land management, communication, hunting, travel and burial practices. Fiona Maher again.
Well, we've heard stories and that from carried on from our old people about our old people burning in their roo hunting areas. They'd burn them out after they'd done their snaring for the season. After their snaring season, they'd put a fire in ready for the next season. Same for our mutton bird season. So our old people would burn them islands off ready for the next year. So those stories have always been there, and we were stopped from burning. We didn't have land return then. Since we've had our land return to us, we see the importance now of bringing fire back onto our country. Fire has always been part of our culture. I don't say relearn, I say it's always been there. A lot of our culture, I see it as just being put to sleep, and we're reawakening that with that connection back on country.
The Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre also partnered with the Fire Sticks Alliance Aboriginal Corporation to undertake training on country to further develop the community's skills in fire practice. Now, young people in the Tasmanian Aboriginal community are being taught the skills by their own community leaders and elders. Kulai Skullthorpe is a 20-year-old Pakana trainee with the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre.
The main goal of it is just to rejuvenate what is already here and just hopefully invigorate the species that are already here, like kangaroo grass, wallaby grass, the lamandra that's around the place, and hopefully you see some good results. For me personally, it's really important to get this knowledge back, because it's been lost for a little while there when the colonisation happened, and our old fellas were getting moved around and all that kind of stuff. So it's really good, as it gives us a sense of purpose, and we get our knowledge back and really understand why our old fellas did things like the way they did. And it's really just important to teach the younger generations as well, so we can keep the knowledge alive, because it's only probably going to get broader and broader now in the community, because we got it back, and it's great.
The Spring Bay Mill on Tasmania's east coast is the former site of a woodchip mill owned by Gunns Limited. The mill had been in operation from the early 1970s until 2011. The site was then purchased by What If founder Graham Wood, who vowed to transform the site into a tourism hub. The tourism hub partially opened in 2020, just before the COVID-19 pandemic began. Joe Pickett is the Spring Bay Mill General Manager.
We're really excited to learn from them and to see it in action, and to see that burning in a responsible way is not, often people are scared of fire, but actually it's been a part of the landscape here, and it's needed in certain types of bush.
The rangers say that cultural burning will not only make the area safer, it also heals the site from its industrial past. Fiona Meyer again.
And it's just beautiful to be out here doing something different on this area of land. Quite often all we've ever seen out on this peninsula is piles of wood chips. So it's great that we can assist them to rehabilitate the land back to a healthy state here, yeah.
Sarah Maunder, SBS News.